An Oscar edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream and fastest way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And see the cute little photo. I've ever seen Turtles Dirty Dancing? That's a very, very cute photo. But if you want to see a turtle dirty dancing, it's really funny. It's a very, very, very cute photo. Check it out. It is the first Sunday of March, and that's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And, of course, doing a huge job of that because I swear these people, they don't sleep. They don't do anything except animals 24-7-365 is what it ought to be. And I don't know anybody that knows as much and all the details and are certainly aware of everything. So I am delighted to say they're a regular part of our Animal World family. And it is animals24-7.org and Merritt and Beth Clifton. Good morning, you two. And thanks for joining us again on Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning.
And you guys are over on Whidbey Island, and since we've been communicating, apparently you didn't blow away either. Life is okay over on Whidbey, and you got power and lights and all that kind
I should
stuff.
Mention, I didn't mention this when we were talking about that windstorm, but I had 50-mile-per-hour gusts in my place.
Well, you're down south, and I wasn't having much, because you texted me because you're, you know, everything was blowing away down your place, and I was okay. I think Merritt, when was that? That was sometime this last week?
Oh,
Nathan?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Monday night or something like that, going into Tuesday.
Yeah, so what was it like on Whidbey through that windstorm?
Well, we were sleeping.
Yeah, we
I couldn't.
There was a tree came down across the road, but it was out of the way by the time we had to go by. And there was a dump truck that pulled down a wire and a telephone pole, blacked out most of our neighborhood, but we were fine.
All right.
So as far as me goes, you're lucky you got to sleep, because I had the condo complex. They were doing some work on the roofs of one of the buildings there, and they were in the middle of it all, so they laid down tarp on top of the roof, and just all through the night, you'd just hear that big tarp flapping.
Flapping.
Yeah, it's like, I could not sleep that night.
Yeah, that's why I next to my bed in my drawer, I have earplugs in there, just in case.
I'll have to talk to you about that.
She looks at Merritt.
All right, you guys. We got to figure out what the heck is going on in the animal world of news and all that stuff. And I guess I just finished up sharing what I know about what's going on here locally with the bird flu stuff. And I know that, and I was just sharing that, of course, that the local pet stores have pulled all the raw poultry food, and the major raw and home-cooked food producer in the area, Natural Pet Pantry, they've suspended making this stuff. So I know you guys know more than anybody I know and keeping track of this. So can you update us? Where do we stand with the bird flu? What the heck's going on?
Well, it's a greater threat than ever right now. But, you know, the simplest thing people can do is just don't let your cat hunt birds at this time of year. Because you have a bird that's disabled and comes down to the ground, it's easy prey for the cat. And at this point, it may well be suffering from H5N1. So,
right, and don't feed raw.
Yeah, but the cat's really more likely to be exposed by what a cat hunts at this point than what the cat's fed, even though what the cat's fed is also a problem, because the bird that the cat catches may well be in the throes of the infection. It may be an active infection, not just something that's in dead meat.
Right, and apparently we've got one company that's with a West Coast Raw,
right,
that had two cats.
Right.
Eating their chicken raw food. One died right away. The second one is still in the hospital being treated. So that's the big thing going on here in our state, is that it's a local raw food company, and they did have it, and we do have Washington cats that have had it. And now a Natural Pet Pantry was telling me they source from the same place that this chicken came from. And I know the owner of Natural Pet Pantry is way more concerned about the raw chicken products than the turkey products. But they have pulled everything, and they've suspended manufacturing. And I was kind of thinking, I don't know what you think, Merritt, but just knowing what I know about the state of what's going on in this, our government, in the country, who knows if there's anybody working on bird flu or not and all of that sort of thing. But as you say, it's more of a threat than ever right now. And the way that it's moving around I kind of think that maybe the feeding of raw poultry food to cats, I'm kind of thinking that maybe that's done, that maybe we won't be doing that for a very long time to come. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot of people that think raw is natural, but a lot of people don't really realize that when a cat hunts a bird or a mouse or whatever and then consumes it, it's eating that animal at body temperature. It's in effect cooked to a certain extent by the body temperature of the animal. When you chill that off and you put it into a can, you put it in the refrigerator or whatever, you're substantially changing what you're giving the animal. It's not raw like something that the cat hunted. It's something that has been processed in a biologically significant way. Even
Well, that's true.
if we think of it as processing. And I'm not the biochemist who can tell you exactly what that does relative to H5N1. All I can really tell you is it's the difference between hunting and scavenging. And cats are not naturally a scavenging animal, unlike dogs, who have a much stronger immune system and a much stronger respiratory system.
Well, maybe Martha can answer this. Aren't there's freeze-dried raw, correct? And there's frozen raw that you get at a pet store in the freezer. So you got the freeze-dried and you got the frozen, both raw. I
You
don't know.
know, and I, you know, you just, it's like, yeah, freeze, I hadn't even thought about freeze dried. And I have no idea if there, if the virus would hold, you know, in a freeze-dried product or not. I don't know if anybody knows that.
So it doesn't be refrigerated. It's raw. It's not refrigerated.
There's another aspect to this that I wanted to mention. This is what I think is more dangerous than it turning up in cats or in pumas, like on the Olympic Peninsula. It's that H5N1 has begun to turn up in rats. Now, cr rats, evolutionarily much, much closer to us than members of the order Carnivora, including the pumas and the harbor seals and sea lions that have sometimes become infected. And they eat a diet, an omnivorous diet that's much closer to ours. So H5N1 turning up in rats means it's really only one jump away now from us. It didn't turn up in rats when it hit in Southeast Asia 20 some years ago. It is turning up in rats here.
I wonder if that's from stealing nestlings or something from birds that actually have it.
Oh, yeah, that the rats getting it somehow from the birds.
Well, rats eat everything.
But okay, so what you're saying is that when a disease makes it to rats, they're similar enough to humans in terms of diet and all that sort of thing, that it's only a matter of time till we get it now. And so what do you think, with what's going on now with our health department and the state of things in the country right now, I mean, I think we're seeing a classic example of part of the problem, right? I don't think anything is perfect. And I've been the first one over all of these years to be cautious about vaccines. And I've talked to you about what I know because I know a lot more about vaccines than most because of my veterinary background and some of the doctors I've had the privilege of working with. And so I know a lot about the development of vaccines and veterinary medicine and all of that. And I was the first to say we over-vaccinate our animals and that we, and that some vaccines are fabulous and some are not. And a lot of the issues don't necessarily relate to the disease mechanism, but it might be the medium that the vaccine is put into or other ingredients in vaccines. But there are some issues there. There's no question about that. But overall, vaccines are an incredible gift from God, have saved so many. And I mean, you look at polio and all of that. We've got a classic human example of that going on right now with measles. Now, when I was a kid, there were no vaccines and all of that. And literally, we did. Mom took us to the homes of other families with measles because the idea was there's no way really to prevent it. So you want to get it when you're really young because it probably won't kill you when you're really young. But if you're older, then it's a problem. So we all had measles when we were young. But since then, vaccines been developed, and we understood it was a good thing. And if my research serves me correctly, we got to a point where we literally had pretty much eliminated measles in this country.
It
There
wasn't
were
from how
no cases. Isn't that correct, Merritt?
that's correct. About 25 years ago, it was announced that we had wiped out measles, and a lot of us said, "Oh yeah," because we were aware that there were a lot of religious communities that were not vaccinating, like the Mennonites in Texas who have it now, and a lot of those people do have exposure, and it's part of a family of viruses that has many close relatives. And it was going to come back if we didn't maintain the vaccination levels, and we didn't. And not only that, we've got an anti-vax movement.
That brings up
We, we've
another.
got a Secretary of Health and Human Services who's basically anti-vax. And as bad as measles is, H5N1 is going to be worse still, possibly quite worse than COVID. And a vaccine has
Really?
to be developed for it, or we're in really deep doo-doo. And right now, we have a Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, who is also taking essentially an anti-vax position, emphasizing what they call stamping out, which means trying to kill off the whole potential vector, which is going to be pretty much every chicken in the country. Instead of vaccinating, France is vaccinating, Mexico is vaccinating, many other countries are vaccinating and making much more progress. But we're not making that progress. We're not vaccinating a segment of the chicken industry that sells.
Well, so there is there a vaccine for H1N1? Is there a vaccine available?
There are four vaccines that are available and in common agricultural use in other countries. They are
And
not
who are they vaccinating?
chickens. Chickens and some other poultry, turkeys, quail. But
So
they're.
other countries are vaccinating their poultry.
Right, and we're not. And the reason we're
Oh,
not
for
is.
crying out loud. I didn't know that. What
The
the
reason
heck?
we're not is the
Excuse
broiler
me.
industry.
What the is wrong with us?
Where?
The broiler
Wake
industry,
up, America.
likes to export the feet from the chickens that are butchered here to China. And China does not accept vaccinated product because when it's been vaccinated, it is difficult to tell with a test whether the bird was vaccinated or whether the bird was infected. So it is sort of reasonable from a public health perspective, but it's not acceptable from a public health perspective to not vaccinate.
If you must eat chicken feet.
The only real opponents to this are the exporters, the US-based exporters. And the United Egg Producers is now in favor of vaccination, but it's the broiler chicken people that are opposed. And they're putting
All
it
right.
in
So
the
there is something more we could be doing in this country. We could be vaccinating the chickens, but at this point, what we're doing is just, if somebody they find a chicken that's positive, then they just kill the whole flock,
Well, we're
and
talking
there's
almost 170 million right now.
170 million have been culled so far.
Yeah, and we're wondering why the price of eggs is up.
Yeah. Hello.
That's something to throw out there if I can.
Doesn't look.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
If the Amish and Mennonites and groups like, religious groups like that are not vaccinating themselves, and they do sell cheese products and meat, so does that mean they're not vaccinating their animals either?
Yes, it does actually.
So, we can buy, I can go buy Amish cheese and stuff in the grocery store right now. So if they're not vaccinating the animals, another problem.
It has usually been pasteurized, and the pasteurization process does kill H5N1 and other viruses. But if you were to buy unpasteurized milk or
Yeah,
cheese, or
that's not a safe thing to do these days because some humans have contracted the disease, I think, through contaminated milk and so forth.
yeah. So
Anyway, so it's important to pay attention, folks, and we're seeing a classic example of this because there's the measles epidemic going on in Texas right now and it's spreading around and it's all because of a lack of vaccines. Like Merritt said, 25 years ago, it was not, there were no cases of measles in the country because of the enough of the population being vaccinated. Remember back when with COVID, when they said when a certain percentage of people gets vaccinated, then things start to shift? Well, it's that whole thing. But now there's so much controversy and there's so much negativity. And again, nothing is perfect, but it's don't throw the baby out with the bathwater and
Right.
I'd also like to mention vaccinating dogs against rabies. We've got
It's the same thing there, huh?
a national vaccination rate for dogs against rabies of 52%, which is third world level. It needs to be over 70%, preferably 80%, to protect ourselves against a rabies outbreak, a major rabies outbreak, which could very easily happen with a rescue dog coming in from abroad, with a dog wandering across the border from Mexico. It's really just playing Russian roulette to not get your dog vaccinated.
Yep. So make sure that you're vaccinating. And we don't over vaccinate with rabies. It's every 3 years now. That's what's required. And there are vaccine longevity tests going on to prove how long they're effective for. But it's not something you want to blow off. We don't need these diseases coming back and stronger than ever. And we've got to get those percentages of vaccine rates up. And anyway. So pay attention to that. Let's take care of our advertisers before we run out of time, and then we will come back and find out, well, anything else going on with animals around here that we need to know about? Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of on overwhelm. And but also realizing that now is not a time to sit out and pretend stuff isn't happening. It's you need to be focused and pay attention to what's going on, because our voices are needed. So stay right where you are. We'll take care of advertisers and find out what else is going on in the animal world. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
I'm Sue Minahan, inviting you to join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, March 2nd, 1 p.m. for Kaleidoscope Visions about the Pisces moon phases occurring between a lunar eclipse, Venus and Mercury retrograde, spring equinox, Aries Venus star point, reimagining nourishing dreams within new times. Yes, come journey with us on Talk Cosmos this Sunday, March 2nd, 1 p.m. Pacific time on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the third hour of this Oscar edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we are in the middle discussion. Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org are here. So what else is going on? I know there's so much to talk about that, you know, animal attacks, and a dog that hasn't stopped, and the numbers are raising already in the year. But what's most current that anything we need to know about?
We've talked a few times before about the government plan to shoot 450,000 barred owls.
Yeah.
Well, the latest on that is that even though that would seem to be, it's a $1.35 billion project over 10 years, it would seem to be a pretty obvious budget cut for the Trump administration to make. Instead, the latest is it's very likely to be farmed out to recreational hunters to go out in the woods and shoot barred owls on Forest Service and Fish and Wildlife Service Bureau of Land Management property.
And yeah, because we were hoping maybe with all the budget cuts, they'd cut the budget for killing all these owls and that we wouldn't need to do that. But they're just going to let a bunch of private hunters go do it.
The Forest Service in particular has had catastrophic layoffs. They've laid off two-thirds of their biological research staff. So they don't even have the people to monitor this kind of a program. The Fish and Wildlife Service is also having not only large layoffs, but not being allowed to hire the temporary workers that work through the spring, summer, and fall months, doing biological surveys and directing people and all the rest of that. So you're not going to have the supervision that you need if you're going to deploy a bunch of hunters, or for that matter, a bunch of garbage pickers. The supervision level is being removed. So it's just a whole series of cuts that are having ripple effects that are not going to be good for any animals except maybe the crows that pick the bodies. It's just...
Yeah, you know, wasn't there one of the other things that we thought might be a positive was that maybe with the budget cuttings that they'd cut out research on animals or something, and maybe that would, you know, save some animals from suffering through research. But, you know, with all the cuts going on, I don't see any other way except that we're going to be so messed up because with just all the random firings. And especially I'm concerned our state parks and our environment and the animals and of course, all the deregulating and so forth. Who's bothering to want to preserve habitat and so forth for our animals? But it just doesn't seem like it's going to be a great time for our animal friends, at least not for the foreseeable future.
Who's going to be left to measure the damage?
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be up to academia, but academia depends so heavily on federal funding.
And I guarantee a hunter does not know the difference between a barred owl and a spotted owl.
Yeah, we've already seen
from
that.
From a distance.
I know. I had to, when I moved out here, I had spent a lot of time studying photos and vocals and all of that to be able to identify the owls, and because I had a barred owl that moved in to my arena, but it took me a while to figure out. So you got to do some homework to be able to identify who's who.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. All righty. Well, golly, I wish we had a lot of really. Do we have any good news about animals?
Well, yeah.
Oh, all right. Let's have something good before we wrap up.
Arabella laid 2 eggs.
Hey, now, for any of you who don't know now, Henry was the wayfaring rooster wandering Whidbey Island until Beth rescued Henry and brought him home, and they built him a chicken condo and all of that, and then Henry was really bonding with Beth but decided that he needed a wife, so Arabella came into the picture. So now Henry and Arabella are together. And how cool is that? Arabella had 2 eggs.
I can't decide whether I want to put the 2 in a safe deposit box or just give them away.
Well, now, you're still wearing gloves when you're handling your chickens?
Yeah.
Now, what about, would you eat the eggs now?
No. No, I wouldn't eat the. We don't eat eggs because.
Oh, you don't eat eggs. Right. Okay.
No, but I'm not above giving them to the chickens and cooking them. I know that probably sounds awful, but lots of people that keep chickens do that.
No, they do. I know that because I know people that have chickens and they do that.
Chickens will do that on their own if the egg is not fresh.
Something wrong with it, then they eat it. All right. Okay, well, that's good news. Arabella is laying, so that's wonderful. We have fresh eggs and would be. That's great. So anyway, bless you. I'll be in touch with you guys about extra show this month, later in the month, but I've got to work out some details, but I'll be in touch. Anyway, appreciate all your work. Hey, everybody, go to Animal 24-7.org. Sign up for the newsletter so you'll be in the loop about everything that's going on with animals. And we will talk to you again next month and probably before then. So anyway, thank you, Merritt and Beth Clifton. Animals 24-7.org. Bless you, and have a peaceful afternoon out there on Whidbey. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty, we get to switch boats midstream now, and we are going to address the human animals today and what is out there for us. And so it is time for the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and I'm delighted to say that my friend, I actually got to see her in person this week, Sita is here. Good morning, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Gosh, we're talking a lot this week. I even got to see you in person.
I know.
I went by the, I had tithe money to drop off, so I went by the temple and Sita happened to be there. So anyway, it's a delight to have you back on the air. And what are we going to talk about today?
Today we are going to talk about East-West Books and Gifts in downtown Edmonds.
Yeah, wow, because East West is such a popular store and was just a huge fixture in Seattle for so many years.
For 30.
Yeah, and I think I have shopped at all the East West bookstores that have been here. And the latest version now is in downtown Edmonds, and apparently it's as big a hit as they've always been, huh?
Yeah.
Popular place?
You know, people come to East West not only to purchase things, which it's wonderful for with its spiritual books of all traditions and singing bowls and crystals, but also just it's very peaceful there, and it just feels like you're stepping out from the turbulence of the times into a place of peace and calmness, which everybody is really needing right now.
Holy moly, is that not the truth? We really do need a place to breathe. And East West is a marvelous, marvelous place to do that. And you know what I'm kind of thinking, it's popping in my head. There'd been a for some time, kind of bookstores kind of been disappearing. You know, off the planet and not around. And but East West is hung in there and continues to be a popular spot. But I'm thinking, Sita, that maybe the winds are changing a little bit and maybe books are coming back, because I think I'm hearing that Barnes and Noble's making a comeback. You know,
really?
The big book.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's been in the news lately. That, holy moly, resurrected Barnes & Noble's coming back. So I figure if Barnes & Noble is coming back, gosh, maybe people are going to start reading books again.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with what's happening right now, too, a lot of people are trying to support smaller businesses, keep money in their community, keep small businesses going. Because they're such the heart of community in so many ways. And so more people are wanting to do so. So they come to East West, and East West is more than a bookstore or a crystal shop. It also has many programs, whether online or in person. And that's really what keeps it afloat. Bookstores are just, there's too much competition to sell only books. There's too much online competition.
Right. But that's the whole thing. It's such a wonderful atmosphere to go to. But so obviously there are books at East West, and then a lot of, like you said, a lot of crystals. Crystals is something that you have, I don't know. I haven't been there, but you've usually always had like some singing bowls and salt lamps and, you know, all kinds of cool stuff like that. And sometimes some clothes too. I mean,
that's right. And meditation, blankets and shawls and meditation.
Oh, and yoga supplies and stuff, right? Yeah, so all kinds of stuff there. And then in the East-West stores in the past, you've done classes and events at the stores. Is that happening at this East-West as well?
This East-West doesn't have the back classroom that the old one did. And so right now there is a weekly meditation group that meets. It's open to everybody regardless of level of experience. And that happens after the store closes on Tuesday. So the store closes at 6, and then there's by donation drop-in meditation offering from 6:15 to 7:15. And no, people are not meditating a whole hour. It's really guided, and just it is about the meditation. It's also about community, both.
All right, so now that you've mentioned that, now, East-West Bookshop, it's in downtown Edmonds. Do you have a street address for them? I don't have an address.
On 3rd and Main, and the address, let me see, I have the website right in front of me because I don't have it memorized.
3rd and Main Street in Edmonds.
Yeah, it's close to the ferry terminal. So their address is 110.
Mm-hmm.
3rd Avenue North.
110 3rd Avenue North.
Mm-hmm. And there's boards on the corners that say East-West. So if you get to 3rd, if you get to Main, those are easy to find.
So you see the reader boards on the street. That's great. Now, what about parking?
There's street parking, which I never struggled to get street parking. Sometimes in the summer, it's a little more congested, but there's a lot of parking along 3rd.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, so if you've not visited East-West in Edmonds before, you can write it down. It's 110 3rd Avenue North. Reader board's on the street, and it's close to the ferry. So I know for me, since I haven't actually been to the actual Edmonds store, when Sita says close to the ferry, to me, that kind of orients me. Okay, I kind of know where it is now. Okay, so hopefully that helps folks. Go ahead.
Sorry. If you take Main all the way down, it takes you to the ferry terminal.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like 3 blocks up from that.
Cool, cool. All right, that helps me know where it is. Are you there?
Yeah, we're having a glitchy
Yeah, it sounds a little weird. Well, Sita, it's time for us to take care of advertisers anyway. So let's take care of our advertisers. We'll see if we make sure that the phones are working okay. And then we will come back, continue with Sita, and we'll find out about any events and classes. We'll give you details again on the Tuesday evening meditations for everybody and what else is going on at East-West. And then we may have some time for what's going on at other locations as well. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and the East-West Bookshop in Edmonds. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down today's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150, and let's see, we heard from our great New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com, the best cat vitamins on the planet. Cats love them. They're called Nupro Nuggets. And the dog supplement, if you want to keep your dog's hair on their body and not on your floor. Nupro for dog supplement is fabulous. So check out the products at NupronSupplements.com. If you can't find them at the store, they're all available on Amazon. And we heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen this hour. Check him out at HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. Join this private membership group if you want the newsletter. It came out today. Another great newsletter. I'll be reading it as soon as the show is over, and they'll be in studio with us next week, or they'll be on the show with us next week anyway to take your calls and do our healing show. And let's see, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available. There's plenty of room for new clients, and what a treat it is to be in the sound healing room with her and the gongs and the chimes and so forth. And do you need to get your physical body back in shape? Emotional too can help. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And just in case y'all are wondering, if you want to watch the Academy Awards and the Oscars, you know, that's the big thing with the movies and stuff. It starts early today. I think red carpet starts at 3:30 and the event starts at 4. So if you want to see it live, that's when it happens. I think it's on ABC, and they will repeat again tonight at 8 or whenever it finishes. They will air it again. But if you want to see it live, it starts at 4 o'clock today. Alrighty, you are now all caught up, and let's get back to our conversation. The Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in the East West Bookshop in Edmonds. So, good morning, Sita.
Good morning.
Alright, so any stuff happening at East West coming up that we need to know about?
One thing I'd like to share is a day retreat open to everyone called The Secrets of Meditation. And what it really is, it's a day
to go to a beautiful retreat center near Lake Stephen, so not very far.
At the Heart Song? The Heart Song?
Hermitage.
All right, so I don't know if we've ever talked. We might have briefly mentioned Heart Song, but Heart Song's kind of a new thing for Ananda. Do you want to explain to us all what it's all about?
Sure. It's run by Ananda Washington, and it's a gorgeous property just shy of 5 acres near Lake Stevens, and it has beautiful facilities. And we hold retreats there, whether they're day retreats or weekend retreats. And East West is sponsoring a day retreat, a 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., open to everyone, new meditators, to experienced meditators. We'll just come together in this beautiful oasis, this incredible sanctuary, and just not even talk so much about meditation. You need to experience, and just different techniques to relax, different techniques to calm the mind, to focus it, and just kind of be in a bubble away from the turbulence a little bit of the world. And then we can take, people will leave with things that they can do on their own to help them right now. And I know since we're on your show, I'll say there's a resident raven who lives on the property that is just marvelous.
Oh, you have a raven? I got one, too. I have a resident one here.
Oh, I love ravens so much.
I know. Me, too. Me, too. I have a pair of them. And, man, can they talk.
Incredible.
Yeah. Big talk. So, all right. So, we've got this Secrets of Meditation Retreat at the Heart Song Retreat, which is in Lake Stevens. And I know I wrote down 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
But it includes lunch.
Oh, includes lunch. And what? When is this?
That's a great question. Saturday, March 15th.
There we go. That's the part I was missing. Saturday, March 15th. So that's coming right up, isn't that?
It's in Tuesday. So not next Saturday, but the following.
The following Saturday. All right. So Saturday, March 15th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Secrets of Meditation at the Heart Song Retreat. It includes lunch. Now, is there a cost for this retreat special?
There is. It's $95, which is quite a deal if you compare retreat prices. I mean, that's not the point, but
right. But still a good deal for the Secrets of Meditation. 10 to 3 p.m. open to everyone, includes lunch, and that's Saturday, March 15th. Now, if somebody's listening and say, I'm interested, I want to go to that. How do they get more information, or where do they sign up?
It's through East West Books and Gifts. So they would go to their website and sign up, or call, or visit. And I will give the name of the website. It is East West Seattle, no spaces. So eastwestseattle.org.
Okay. Now, see, I have to change my thinking. So I'm thinking maybe other people do too, because I think the East West website was always eastwestbookshop.org. I think, or .com. But anyway, the website, the current proper website now is eastwestseattle.org?
eastwestseattle.org.
Okay. So don't be confused. It's not East West Edmonds. It is in Edmonds, but the website is eastwestseattle.org.
Right. They just go to hello@eastwestseattle.org.
Oh, okay. So that's how you could send an email. hello@eastwestseattle.org, and they can they could clarify any questions and so forth if you do that. So that sounds great. All right. So anything else related to East West that we need to know about?
Well, they open at 12 today. I think it's a sunny, beautiful day. And what's extra nice about going to East West and its new location is there's lots of coffee shops, there's a beautiful waterfront walk, there's all sorts of different little shops, there's benches to sit and enjoy, and just, you know, most of the businesses adopt one of the areas around the sidewalks and fill it with flowers. I was there yesterday, and there's tons of daffodils coming up. So you get fresh sunshine, flowers, and then you get to, I'm going to say, escape into this very peaceful environment. Whether you buy something or not, there's chairs to sit in. You can look at books and go treat yourself to something.
Wonderful. Now, can you tell us what days and hours the East West Bookshop is open?
Yes. So Tuesdays through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And Tuesday Sunday, through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay.
And Sunday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
So noon to 5 p.m. on Sundays. So I think by elimination, I can brilliantly determine East West is closed on Mondays.
You're a genius. You got it.
Yeah. Let's give me a brilliant award for that. So East...
The Tuesday meditation group that is drop-in is 6:15 to 7:15 on Tuesdays. One of the teachers for that group. You don't have to have any experience whatsoever. Sometimes people come in nervous. They're like, is meditation, I don't think anything for an hour? It's like, no. Everyone leaves happier, more peaceful, less stressed. So check it out.
And right now and into the foreseeable future, we are going to need a whole lot more of this peace and love stuff, okay? And a place to go.
True.
You know, it's very true, because we have a serious, serious disaster going on right now within our government. And it's time for everybody to wake up and let their voices be heard. But we also, the most important thing is we need to take good care of ourselves. And the best way to do that is to strengthen our relationship with God. And meditation and yoga is a great way to do it. And we have such a wonderful place in Ananda, Washington, and the East West Bookshop to be able to do that on a consistent basis. And gosh, what a treat. And, you know, when I tell you now is not a time to sit out, this is not a drill. You can't sit around and pretend nothing's happening. You really need to be engaged and aware so you can make the phone calls and defend democracy in our country and the world. But at the same time, you got to have a relationship with God, and that's the place where you find the peace and the love and the joy within. And the best place for help with that is Ananda and East West Bookshop and Learn to Meditate. So once again, Secrets of Meditation. Saturday, March 15th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., open to everyone at the Heartsong Retreat in Lake Stevens. And you can go to eastwestseattle.org to find out more about it and sign up. So I think, did we cover all the bases, Sita? Is there anything else that you want to tell us about?
I'm just going to affirm what you said about strengthening our sense of inner peace and sense of lightness and sense of calmness and wisdom, and also that's half of it, and the other half is community, to be in community with other people who are also looking for that, and that's probably the greatest gift of Ananda Washington and East West Books, is there is an intention for community. There's no rules around it. People can just come and participate in any way they want to. But right now, I think it's important not to be alone, to be around others who are also looking for these things. It's a great comfort and it's a great aid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's maybe not all of our dharma to go march and protest or make phone calls, but the more peace we have and the more peace we can share, just even on a day-to-day basis.
Well, see, and when, if you are going to participate, and I'm not saying you need to be out there and marching the streets now. Many of us will need to do that and are doing that. But for me, I'm making phone calls. I'm calling the White House every day. I'm calling our senators and representatives on both sides of the fence, Democrat and Republican. It is time. But if you have a relationship with God, if you can find that joy within and that peace, then that permeates your soul and your being, and you just make wiser choices. And when you do chime in, you will be doing it with God's joy and wisdom and stuff to help you do it in the best way.
Exactly.
And then we can spread that love. And when you're meditating, you can spread that love around the country. And I don't know, when we're love training, I'm sending a wake-up call to everybody in the country. It's time to wake up. So it's time to get closer to God, but it's also time to fight for democracy.
It is. And think how less exhausting the fight will be if we do it with peace rather than...
Yes. That's so understandable
to feel. So we'll just have more longevity because it's a marathon and not a sprint what we're going through. So anyway, it's
Absolutely. There.
Anyone who wants it, and I hope to see some people at the store or at the meditation group or at the retreat.
All right. Sita, thank you for helping us make that point. I really appreciate it. And remember, you can check everything out at eastwestseattle.org. And the store is East West Bookshop in Edmonds, 110 3rd Avenue North. And they're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 p.m. to 6 p.m. Remember, it's 6:15 for the wonderful meditation on Tuesday evenings. And then Saturday, March 15th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Secrets of Meditation at the Heart Song Retreat. So thank you, Sita. Appreciate chatting with you. And of course, we'll talk to Ananda again next month, but I don't know who yet. It'll be a surprise. Anyway, thank you, Sita. Have a great afternoon. Appreciate you so much. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, then. That wraps us up for today. And remember, the Oscars start at 4. Red carpet 3:30 if you want to be on time and watch those. Otherwise, stay tuned. Wake up, pay attention. It's really important. And next week, our healing show, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen, mark your calendars so you can call in for your, for private, treatment or for remote treatments. And Linda works with you human animals. Dr. Nels will tune in to our animals and, get everybody tuned up. So I hope you will, join us next week, call in for free remote treatments, and you can just listen along to what Linda has to say and get a surrogate treatment for yourself. It's really cool. And, anyway, Nathan, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And I'll see you again next week. And
I'll be here.
Remember, next week, yikes, we got to spring forward, or you'll be late or earlier. I can't remember what it'll be, but spring forward or you won't be on time. So anyway, as always, thank you, Nathan. And I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your hearts, share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.